Chapter 2, Floyd Whiting. This next athlete is the only individual interviewed in this book that I do not know personally. He is a longtime family friend of the co-author of this book, David Whitney. Without a doubt, he is the most legendary runner in this book. He has been around since the early days. He has run with the ultra legends of the sport and brings decades of experience, stories, and miles. He taught me that ultra running is not just a sport or some wild eccentric hobby. It's a lifestyle, and a lifestyle that is undoubtedly worth pursuing. His life story being all the evidence I need to justify this notion. Strapping on a cheap pair of running shoes he found on the sale rack, this man can accomplish more on a random weekend morning than what most people, half his age, could accomplish with months or years of training. It is a trend I've found throughout this book that these athletes, despite their weekly mileage and mind-bending endurance pursuits, all have a difficult time calling themselves runners. This next athlete has probably logged more miles than all the other athletes in this book combined, and has found himself on podiums on multiple occasions. Yet he still hesitates to call himself a runner or an athlete. It is my theory that this phenomena is a result of the mindset, perspective, and demeanor required to be an ultra runner. An ultra runner does not look backwards in time and nostalgically linger on the good old days. The ultra runner does not compare themselves to those millions of people they are more fit than. Rather, they focus on their own potential and their own pursuits. The ultra runner is always looking forward. Forward to the next adventure, to the next challenge, to the next opportunity for growth and self-improvement in sport and in life. This next athlete, despite his own hesitation, I can confidently say is a runner and a man still on a mission in the later years of his life. Without further ado, the interview.
My name is Floyd Whiting. I was born in Northern California, an extreme northern corner of California, in a town called Alturas. I'm presently just a few weeks short of my 82nd birthday. This is the year 2023. Presently living in Reno, Nevada. I was looking at my record, and at the present time, I've run 107 ultra marathons, which would be any races that were 50K or longer. The longest ultra marathon I ran was 132 miles and three quarters. And I've run 76 marathons.
Wow, what an accomplishment. And with that, one would have to ask, Have you always been a runner? Did you grow up as a cross-country athlete in high school or a student athlete in high school? Has this always been Floyd?
Well, that's an interesting question because I really wasn't a runner until I was older. I basically didn't start running until I was 38 years old,